What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Patrick Gale Show. We're back. Coach, we made it back after two shows that caused some people consternation and got them all riled up. We're back, Coach. But I thank you for the views and then the likes and everything. Please donate. Cash App, Boss Man Show. PayPal, Boss Man Show. We're working on Zelle and Venmo still. They won't have not approved the business accounts yet, Coach. I don't know why. It could be that the enemy or some haters are holding it up. But we want to get that Venmo and Zelle for those Venmo and Zelle. But PayPal, Bossman Show, and also Cash App, Bossman Show, and like, subscribe, Bossman Show, all that good stuff. Because the views are up, Coach. People are hitting the content. And you know what's crazy, Coach? My phone blows up when we post the shows. I'm getting hit everywhere about what we talked about, trying to get clarification on where we're going with this kind of stuff. Who is this car guy?
Well, listen, the Holy Spirit leads us, man. That's all I can say. We go wherever we are led to walk, and we encourage everybody to get in their own walk. Don't worry about our walk. Worry about your own walk.
Yes, and don't be scared of who you really are. Because who you really are is who you really are. Don't go with what's been projected or conditioned or sent to you to think who you are. Look at what's going on in our schools right now, Coach. You're a former teacher trying to sanitize things with PragerU and slavery ain't running that bad and all that kind of stuff. If you allow your enemy to form your thoughts, you will hate yourself, hate your people, which is why when I get mad, so bad, Coach, when black people tell me Africans don't like them, I'm like, you got that from your enemy. You've been conditioned.
Well, here's a little secret, JR. So I taught STEM. And if anybody doesn't know what STEM is, STEM math, it was science, technology, engineering, and math. So I taught middle school, which I think is an important age because it's kind of that transition, you know, from pre-adolescent from preteen to teenage, and those are your formative years. And a lot of what we talked about, I challenge my students to do exactly what you said and to research and to figure out who they are as well. But one of the big things that I told them was stop thinking that you're not a part of, you know, engineering, science, technology, math. Stop thinking you're not a part of history. You are, your ancestors were, we were the laborers, but we were also the creators that laid the blueprint and that was taken away from us. Then we became the laborers, and that spirit was still inside of us, because there's a lot of inventors, a lot of scientists that got no credit for what they invented in their patents because they had no rights. So history is told by who? The storytellers, the winners, the reporters, and we were the doers. So people have to realize that it kind of recycles that, you know, throughout generations, people forget who they are because they don't have that connection from within. So I encourage people to do that. Do not allow anyone to teach your children. You should be teaching your children. And that's what is done in the Gale household. And I know that was what was done in the McHenry household.
100%, Coach. And Coach, you said something very important, a conceptual category, science and technology, complex framework. You said it's the technology. That's why I have a complex framework, Coach, of Dr. Carr. So shout out to Dr. Carr. That's who he is again. Dr. Carr, we love you. Coach just references conceptual category, science and technology in his last response. There you go, Coach. We hit it already, Coach. The framework.
See, people are lucky. They get to just watch his YouTube channel in class with Carr. When I was growing up, we had to read. So a lot of those books that he, you know, got his information from, I got it directly from the source. We had to read in the Gale household. There's a lot of reading in the summer.
Yes, sir. You know, yes, indeed. Now, and Gerald Horn's books, Conrad Walters' books, Ron Walters, you know, John Henry Clark,
Charles Clark. Yep.
All those guys that Dr. Carr talks about, those books at the McHenry house as we speak. So we had to read. And Coach, with it being Black August, shout out to Nat Turner, who led the revolution, shout out to him. Black August, Coach, it's my dad's birthday this week. So we'll shout out to Coach McHenry, the man who made me who I am today. And the man who, if you know him very well, knows that I'm not bad as he is. As blunt as him.
Well, listen, when you say that you got a lot of calls and you talked about the last two shows getting a lot of likes, that's called legacy. So Coach McHenry's legacy lives on.
Yeah, so his birthday is this week, part of Black August, you know. So like I said, Coach, that guy taught me everything, a lot of things I know. And have formed who I am. So when you attack me, you attack my father.
And legacy. When you attack you attack his legacy. And I'm sure you know your father was very protective, as any father would be, of his legacy. So the thing is, you got to be ready for the counterattack, though. Ain't that right?
Yeah. So when I hit you back, because I'm a counterpuncher, when I go into that rant mode on you and I call you what you really are and tell you what you really are and say it in such a blunt fashion, I'm not gonna give it to your PC. You gotta get it.
Well, what are they attacking, JR? What's the problem?
Oh, you're corrupting our people. you're corrupting people. You're leading them down a bad path. You're talking about voodoo. So you're scared of your own ancestors' rituals and ways of knowing. Beautiful. You know.
Well, let me ask you a question, JR. Please go with me with this. So you just said about corruption and voodoo. So let's talk a practice. Pick a holiday. Pick a holiday. It doesn't matter which holiday. Pick a holiday that people celebrate in you know, different countries. And I won't even go into specifics, but a lot of those holidays have nothing to do with the actual background and the actual genesis of why people celebrate rituals. So let me just educate people that you are always practicing a ritual. Whether you are ignorant to it or not, you're always practicing the ritual. Your job as someone on this earth, as someone that has life, is to figure out where you come from, your creator, and why you practice that ritual and who you are giving honor to. It is not another man's job to tell you what ritual to practice and how to practice and who you should worship. That is your job when you are given life. And I'll leave it at that.
No doubt. And a ritual we should stop practicing is one on a July 4th. If for those who are in the criminal enterprise known as America,
So that's the holiday you pick. What a surprise.
That's a ritual we need to stop. That ritual we need to stop. Why you eat eggs, deviled eggs, ribs, and shoulder, burgers, hot dogs?
Here's a little history question. Who was the first person to die in the so-called Revolutionary War?
Crispus Atticus.
Crispus Attucks.
Yes. So, of course. You know, Coach.
Hey, need I say anything else?
Coach. Coach, you know what's funny? You know, Coach McCurry say, you know what? I ain't too fond of those British people. At least they're trying to give us a way out. He's like, I ain't too fond of them, you know? But at least they gave us a way out for these criminals. Hey, my pop was on it, man. He was on it, Coach. And so, yeah, Coach. And he said, everything we do is a ritual, even from birthday parties to, you know, kickbacks, you know, even on El Clasico Car, what Dr. Car is called a ritual. You said, we all says the rituals. The homecoming ritual. The tailgating is a ritual. He always references this as rituals.
You're always practicing rituals. Whether the idea is you have to understand why you do what you do. Everything has a purpose. There's a reason for everything. And I think people need to, you know, once you start looking from within, that's why silence is important. And when you have silence, you can have understanding. You can't have understanding by, you know, shouting things and saying things to other people because you feel uncomfortable. Best thing to do is to just be silent.
No doubt. And Coach, I'll tell you, I do my best thinking when I'm in the car on the road or I'm walking in the morning if I'm not being on a phone call with somebody. I definitely thinking done when I'm walking in and when I'm just in my car because as a creative, it's what we do, you know? And Coach, it's something Dr. Carr said on Carr about us being the culture and us bringing the energy. Because Coach, I got a comment and said somebody said to me, two people actually said to me, you know, for to be covering baseball, you make it sound exciting in your recaps. Why is that? I said, because I'm me, I can make anything sound exciting and good. Cause I'm being myself, I'm not trying to sound like a reporter guy. I'm being who I am on this show myself. Yeah, I'm going to talk like Ronald Acuna Jr. Hit that ball, and I'm going to talk. I ain't talking about
that. Well, it's still funny. It's funny, talent. And it's funny how you use your platform. It ties into what you just said about corruption. Think about what you just said. You got expanded into something else in another sport, and someone basically complimented you. But they complimented you kind of backhandedly, but it also shows that your light can still shine bright no matter what.
You can make anything sound exciting. That's how Stuart Scott was on SportsCenter. He made it sound exciting. You know, even before he decided to become a moon, Stephen A. Moon made it sound exciting when he was a becoming reporter on the best damn sports on the period on Fox with Tom Arnold and them dudes. He did it in early days of ESPN. So he had that talent before he decided to become a moon. So even then, we there are guys who have talent. Michael Irvin, when he ain't tap dancing for an owner, has talent. So the best damn sports show period with Tom Arnold. You know what I'm saying? John Sally. You know, that show was for popular in the day on Fox Sports Net. So if you are who you are and you're still who you are, you don't conform or corrupt yourself for money, Moons, then you don't lose what I have. That's why, coach, I turn down deals because they don't want me to be who this dude and just give the stats how I get the stats. Like, there's a writer I know for MLB.com, I won't name his name, a black writer who said he had to change how he writes because the editors wouldn't post his stuff as him writing as who he was.
Sad. That's very sad.
So I won't say the brother's name, but he's a black bro, MLB.com. He cannot write how he wants to talk. So, yeah, yes,
very sad.
I can make the baseball time exciting in my recap because that's who I am. You know, I can give energy to when I'm on the air. I give energy. I give effort. I give excellence. I'm intense. It's like I'm on a football, basketball court, suckers. So, yes, to the two people who hear reach out to me, yes, I get exciting. Yes, because I'm good at what I do and I'm going to be who I am. I can't just this stiff reporter guy nonsense. I can't do that. Never will. I can't do it.
Well, I think what people need to understand, especially young people, is that you're always going to have opportunities when you stay true to yourself. It's just, again, knowing where those opportunities come from, because the enemy will definitely dangle that carrot for you to sell yourself out. You have to know what good opportunities come from. And now, again, that's why silence, meditation, prayer is so important before you make such decisions.
Yeah, coach, I can say to you probably before, I'm not guided by money. Because,
you know, JR, you know, I'm just a, what'd you say? I'm just a, that D2 coach guy. That's who I am. So guess what? That D2 coach guy is very happy because that's not how God sees me. He doesn't label D1, D2. He labels me as man. He labels me as, what have you done? Are you praising me or honoring me? Or are you honoring money? Are you honoring other things, other gods?
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you, coach. What they offered me, I can make that money doing taxes if I really, really, really wanted to. That's what I told you, coach.
Well, it's funny. The most wisdom that has ever been given to me has usually come from people that aren't what people perceive as rich or what people perceive as popular or what people perceive as, you know, put on the pedestal in society. Usually it's people that people turn their nose to, that people, you know, kind of turn their back on and say, oh, I don't want to be him. But they're living in their best freedom because they're not operating under whatever system or whatever programming that has been given to us for us to chase things. How in the world can you chase money and chase, you know, accolades, and you're sick either physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally inside? And people, a lot of people that people praise are really sick in one of those categories. That's not why you put on earth.
Boom. He's conflicted. He can't say nothing to he when he says something to make y'all line with his bosses. He have to backtrack to appease his bosses, you know, or you have a clown who calls you for his bosses because they're completely upset because his bosses said call him and get him in line. He's out of line. He's terrible.
Hey, JR, is this what we call a crash out that you're having right now?
My team, some jabronis who know who they are. You know,
are you having a crash out right now? Is that what it is? Are you crashing out right now?
Hey, coach, guess what? I'm not crashing out, but I hate them. I hate them. You know, I hate him. You know, I'm a coach. I'm going to a Party City coach. Get me a mask wearing next show, maybe. I might get me a raccoon mask and wear it for some people.
Man. JR, you're too funny, man. You're too funny. You're too funny. But on a serious tip, man, I just wish people would understand who they are. And when you know who you are, you don't say certain things. That's all I have to say. I mean, the Bible speaks of, you know, power in the tongue, and it's not just about speaking it upon your life. I think, and as a coach, we have to address this. you can speak life or you can speak death into someone, and it does matter. If those things didn't matter, then when you think back to when you played, or even before that in your childhood, I talked about teaching. You know, I was always conscious about what I said to students and what I say to my student athletes. And I don't think enough people, you know, again, silence is golden. They say that for a reason, because sometimes if you just show and you just be silent, you don't have to say, you know, things because you're fearful or you have, you know, this complex where you feel like you're superior to others. You know, that you should never praise yourself. You should never put yourself above another. You should never let what someone else in a title that has given to you make you feel like you're better than someone else. And I think that goes on way too much.
And coach, unfortunately, I had a teacher in high school tell me I wouldn't amount to nothing. And one in college told me I wouldn't amount to nothing, and screw both of them.
It's sad that a teacher would actually say that. You know, I've had instances where, you know, people close to me were told by teachers that they wouldn't help them with what they're trying to pursue because they don't think that they would be good in that. You know, look at me, you know, when you look at me, JR, you don't think basketball, and you don't think people have told me all my life that I wouldn't do anything in basketball. So, you know, again, that's why my relationship with God has always been the number one thing that I look at, because I see people for what they are. You take away something that someone's comfortable with. That's why fasting is important. That's why prayer in silence and in kind of separated from everybody else in isolation is important. You take away someone's title in society, you take away someone's, you know, place in society, and you see what they really are. You see who they truly are. Some people can't even be by themselves. How many times have you spent by yourself, JR? I know you do it all the time, because those ideas, like you say, that those creative ideas, the passion for what you do, you go offline for a little bit because you're working on you, or you're doing what you're supposed to be doing on earth. That's how you're supposed to be living. You're not supposed to be living trying to make people like you and saying things to other people to make them feel like they're lesser than you because somebody gave you a title. Come on, man.
Exactly. I know that there's people on social media all the time telling me you should post more. I'm not posting my life on social media. Me and you and I saw social media guys. We're not out here trying to every morning post garbage every morning. They ain't worth a quarter. They don't live by. Well, that's not what we and you do, coach. It's about the show. What you see about JR is the show. JR McHenry is the boss man show. JR McHenry posting, yes, that's none of your business. If you see me, you see me. But it ain't going to be something I just throw out there for you to see. Oh, JR is at this place checking in. No, I'm not doing that.
Well, the funny thing is, JR, I'm only doing this because I feel that, you know, you giving me this platform and this opportunity is not something that's, you know, selfish or narcissistic. It's something that, well, we can use this platform to help other people, because, and I think you can go back. I'm not talking about what I've done, who I am, you know, in this business. It's more so trying to help someone else be better than me. It's more so trying to help someone else get through whatever they're getting through. And, you know, I don't go back and watch any of the episodes or study any of the episodes. I know you don't. You know, my biggest thing is just praying about making sure whatever I put out there is coming from the right place. And in my belief, if it's not, then the Lord will cut it off. So I'm good regardless.
Coach, people come to me, tell me, y'all said this. Well, I don't remember.
Exactly. We really don't remember because we don't really pay that much attention to it. It's kind of like if I'm in front of somebody else, I'm just speaking to you like I would speak to anybody else. But I don't pay attention to that. I'm trying to pay attention to, like I said, my walk with the Lord. How am I today? Because I'm not promised tomorrow and I can't do anything about yesterday. All I can do is what I'm doing right now.
Or as Coach McKinnon would say, just be better.
Exactly. Like, and that's what every day is about.
He was like, be better, you know. And then if you can't be better, he'll cut you.
I encourage people to figure out their own walk. I don't tell people this is how you should walk. That would be stupid of me because I'm just like everybody else. I'm a man like everybody else. But I will tell you this. There's a lot of information that was hidden from me. I ain't gonna speak for anybody else. There's a lot of information that was hidden from me that I am learning. And that makes sense because as I was younger, I would always have these questions and that I would always say, I know that the person that I worship is from me. So certain things matter. Now I'm understanding as I get older why certain things were hidden because I would not have the same walk if I did not have those same questions.
It, Coach, was funny. I was at the SWAC MEA Challenge and we was talking about Dr. Carl Heft. We were talking about the ways of knowing, movement, and memory. In the media room, we was getting our there, Coach, they gave us horrible bot lunch. I refused to eat it. I said, I'm not eating this. No boys. It had a recall of listeria. I said, y'all ain't gonna need to put it in the microwave. But in the midst of that, we were talking about Dr. Carr, the ways of knowing. So I said, we was moving in memory. Like, what are y'all talking about? That if people were in like what they're talking about, we're trying to be better, liberate our people. We're bringing our break, Dr. Carr says, you know. So even at the SWAC Beer Challenge, Coach, we were still that was happening in class with Carr in the media room, Coach.
And that's awesome because dialogue starts with curiosity, with questions. You know, that's what we're here for.
And yeah, so Coach, it was great to see that, Coach. But now, Coach, that's 2 weeks in a row, Coach. I gotta have bad food at the Cincinnati Open.
I was about to say, man, it's 2 weeks in a row. You talking box, about bad food, man? Head,
box lunch, and I wouldn't touch that recall. But
hey, you know what that means, JR? We need a sponsor, man. We need a food sponsor.
A good food sponsor, yeah. I'm not taking the L. Like, Coach, I got somebody brought gas station pizza to a party. They went and bought pizza from a popular gas station in Georgia. I'm not going to say any names. I won't get anybody. But they bought large pizzas from the gas station, with two letters, to the daggone party. I was like, what are we doing? You can't go to Pizza Hut or any other pizza place. You went to the gas station and bought pizzas.
You say name brands, they ain't sponsors. Don't be
no, saying, you went to a gas station to appease your deal to bring food to the party. Coach, I about threw my phone when I was told that. Couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Well, you can't have a party if you don't have good food, right?
Correct.
You gotta have good food if you're gonna have a party.
And I can't wait to go tailgate this weekend, TSU's game against, I ain't going to say that there's a name they call that school in my head. I'm not going to sit over the anchor, but it's in my head, Coach.
Well, shout out to TSU. I know you're excited. New coaching staff. I know they're going to do great things. And I know that you'll be right there, man. Isn't it awesome, man, to be a TSU alum right now?
Depends on the day and the hour.
We know the love you have for your school.
Hey, I'm gonna be with somebody on Saturday, Coach, and I hate them. But yes, I'm gonna be with somebody Saturday at the game. I'm gonna be outside tailgating too. Before seeing all my people tailgate, miss y'all. Since we don't play in Memphis anymore, which sucks, I ain't gonna get in there. Somebody called it that to go away down in Boulder, Colorado. I'm just saying, no name mentioned, that joker. But yeah, this is our time to hang out because no more Atlanta Classic, no more Indianapolis, so Classic, no more. So this is it, and homecoming. And though homecoming is going to be Howard, so that means shout out to the Bison. Dr. Carr be there too. So he's we're going to see certain people from Howard. I will say something out loud. I caught myself. I didn't say certain things out loud.
Well, just know, I know college football season, week zero, I guess, happened this past weekend. But just, I want everybody to just pay attention to the things that's going on around them. Why are things the way they are? Just understand that. Make sure you understand what distractions are. Make sure you understand where your focus needs to be. Make sure you understand ownership. Make sure you understand branding. And most importantly, make sure you understand the history and the genesis of certain things and how you as a person, we as a people were included in all that. And I know people are like, what the heck is he talking about? That's for you to figure out.
No doubt. And coach, we're in cutdown season for the NFL, coach. And there was a debate going on about salaries and minimum salaries. And people are like, why are NFL salaries so low? So coach, you probably don't know this, but the dudes on the practice squad get $13,000 a week, which is about $235,000 a year. If you're on that 18 weeks, the rookie minimum is $840,000. Now, compare that to the NBA, the rookie minimum is $1.27 million. Baseball is $760,000. And NHL says $7,000. So I'm going to tell you what it is, coach. I said, this debate is crazy because the NBA is less players on the roster. So some of the minimum can be higher. Hockey is 25, baseball 26, NFL 53. So if the NBA can 840 as a rookie minimum, it's good. Almost did it in the NBA at 1.27 million, was only have roster 15 players. So I'm like, coach, these debates on these shows is like, I don't get it, coach. I don't understand these concepts. They're just talking to himself, self talk. Like, it's obvious. 26, 25, 53, and 15. So you can start the rookies a little higher than you can the other sports. I don't know why that was such a hard concept to understand, coach.
Well, can you also explain this to me? And again, just asking a question. I know it's going to cause some controversy, but, you know, just what's always been in my heart since I was a child. Why don't we have more ownership from former players?
Because they're not the billionaires.
I'm a math major and I know that it takes a lot of millions to make a billion, right? Mm-hmm. So the billionaires, did they start out as billionaires or did they start out as millionaires?
Millionaires probably passed down through the system and then stock markets and investments.
Well, here's the thing. We referenced the Revolutionary War, right? With July 4th. We referenced a lot of other things. It takes people coming together, pooling their money together. That's real power. Yes or no?
Yes, that's the black communities is like a $14 trillion.
Whoa! You said 14 what?
Trillion.
Trillion is bigger than million, right?
If we put everything together, but we got some moons here who sold themselves to the devil.
So this weekend, when I talked about pay attention to things, how much money are we going to generate?
So.
That's a question to be put out there.
We're the entertainment on the field, which is why they're trying to curb back NIL.
So why can't we have more ownership? Just asking a question.
Because there's too many individual agendas, brother. That's the reason. Because people like me,
You're the corrupt one.
But people like me and you are cast aspersions upon because we speak the real. We're not going with the go along. We don't just care about ourselves. Too many of our black celebrities only care about themselves. Not that I care about them. They only care about them and what puts more money in their pocket.
I just know one thing, that when you own something, you're going to take good care of it. So mm-hmm. If you own your communities, if you own, what you put your energy in, that's why they call it currency. It's about energy. Be careful what you put your energy in, because if you don't own it, you're literally giving your energy away or your currency away. And I'll leave it at that, JR.
Yes, we'll leave it there, folks. It's Patrick Gale Show. We're out of here. We'll be back next week with more information for your mind and food for your soul here. And, remember, keep the framework in your mind. Six categories. Movement and memory. Technology. Cultural meaning making. Movement and memory. Social structure. Governance. All it in your mind. Keep it there. Coach Gil, JR, we out.
BS3 Network. changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.